Good afternoon. This is Sue Martin with Ag and Investment Services, located here in Clarion, Iowa, with our midday futures report. Well, the markets are kind of on the defensive today. One, because leading economist for the White House, Larry Kudlow, had come out and stated that there was still an awful lot of work to be done on the negotiations for trade. And that kind of set everything on its heels. But also, the market's seeing liquidation as we go into tomorrow's reports that are so important. The report tomorrow that comes out at 11 o'clock and more added to it at 11:15 will be taking and adding in all the data from the January reports that were not put out because of the partial shutdown by the government, and then the normal February supply-demand numbers that we should have. So the market's a little bit apprehensive, and we note that basically going into the final, from November to the final estimates, the U.S. has, DA, NAS, has cut the soybean yield, the largest November to the final cut in U.S. soy yield, was reported in 2010 and 16, and that amounted to about a half a bushel, four-tenths of a bushel, I should say, to the acre that each of those years. And those were the largest cuts. And that's basically the average guess, so it would be a surprise to see a bigger cut than that. Largest cut for corn from November to the final report was reported in 1993. We all remember that. That was the infamous of all the flooding that we had. And 2014 with a 2.4 bushel to the acre cut for each of those 2 years. And that was the largest. So kind of gives you an idea. Traders are thinking on an average guess a bushel per acre cut in the corn, although there's many who in the industry that seem to think it's bigger than that, even though they're not implying it in writing. And then on the beans, the average guess is four-tenths of a bushel reduction. So we'll see what we get, but the market's responding a little bit cautious here today with wheat really stepping back. Traders think that we'll see the carryout be affected by the fact that we have less exports going out the door. Exports have been a little bit slow. And, of course, how will we really know? We don't have all of our data yet on that. But that's what they're fearing. And the market had gotten up into a level where it had reached some resistance. This is Sue Martin with Ag and Investment Services. Have a great day.